Kellen Pack, Yud Mishne Gimel. Megufa is Hechoves Hamuchuchelos Veinu Nishmetes. Megufa is the stopper of a Chovis. Hamuchuchelos means that it's a little bit shaky. It's not attached tightly to the Chovis. Veinu Nishmetes. The mice, it's not falling off. It might be loose, but it's not falling off. Rabbi Yehuda holds Matzelos. Even though it's not tightly attached, it's also called Tzomid Psil. Vacham Maimim. Einu Matzelos. Tzomid psil, the word tzomid means tightly attached. That it's not. By the way, the Rav says that the word mechulcheles is related to vatischalchal hamalko by Esther. So she was shaking. So what's the machloikis? L'chayra, the word over here, is l'fi what we explained at the end of Perek Tes. The nekuda with tzomid psil is not a hefsik. It's not a chatzitza. But the pshat is that you have to be mevatel the shem pesach from the kli. When it's tightly stuck in, that's what's mevatel the shem hakli. When it's not tightly stuffed in, might be that the pesach can't be used right now, but to say there's no pesach, that's not accurate. The important maramokim, the maram, in the pirush on the side in the mishnayis, in oilas pek tes mishnah aleph, says that the chachomim amoida, that mischalcheles helps. When we talk about being soisim and nekev, we learned before that there's a shir to a nekev which is mevatel tzomid psil. So over there, for sure, mischalkul works. And the understanding is the same thing. Where the Pesach is a proper Pesach, you're being mevatel the Pesach ha'idei tzomid psil, so if it's not tightly attached, so it's not mevatel l'shem Pesach. Mashenkin, where it's not a shayla, there is no Pesach. The word is you want to create a Pesach which will be mevatel the hatzola because of a nekev. If right now it's closed up, even if it's not tightly sealed, that's also mevatel the shein nekev, you're back to the hatzol. Very stark raya to this hasbor. Hoye beis etzpa shalo, the place where the groove, where the magufa goes in, there's a groove around the magufa where you put in the finger, there's the mouth of the chavis that sticks up, there's a edge that's sunken in, where he puts in his finger to pull up the magufa. So in that space, hasheretz b'soicha chovis tmeil. If the sheretz is in that space, it's metama the chovis and everything in it. What the Mishnah seems to be saying is that even when you have a tzomid psil, that space is considered inside. So mele, it's not nitzel from the sheretz. The purpose of the tzomid psil is to keep out everything from the Pesach, and then there's a steamer, and it's matzel. But this is mitoich. It's as if it's in the kli cheres. So mele, it's not matzel. Hasheretz b'chovitz, if the sheretz is inside the chovitz, acholin shebetoicha, in that space, tmeim. Why? Because it's inhabiting the same space. Now, just to point out, we had a concept of a machat that was mamish glued into the magufa. There it's bottled to the magufa. And we don't look at it as it's inhabiting its own space. And it can't become tome from a tumma that's inside over there by a magufa's chobis. Because it's in the magufa itself. Over here, the oichel we're talking about is not mamish in the magufa. It's in that space where the magufa goes into. It's considered inside the inside the kli. That's the word. A little bit different than over there. Mishnah Dal. Hakadu v'apikas shel gemi. Used to make balls for children out of rolled up yarn. So that's what we're talking about. Hakadu is rolled up. Hakadu means a ball. It's a rolled up ball of yarn, and they used it to play. Gemi is like rubber. It's bounceable. And it's pieces that are woven together or tied together until it becomes a thing. It's like a sponge, and it could be used because it's soft. It could be used to stuff up like a pekak. Shnison al pi achovitz. It's used to stuff up the mouth of a chovitz. In meriach min atzodin lo hitzel. If he smeared around tit or any of the other materials that are used for a tzomid psil, it doesn't work. In order for it to hold well, it has to be milamalo umilamato. It's not called a chibur without. The havana over here is that even though normally you only have to put it on the sides to hold on, that's if it's a proper stopper. The Mishnah is telling you a matzias over here that since this ball of yarn or this woven together pieces of gemi, which is like reeds, and they're soft, so they weave together, but it's not doesn't hold together well. In order to really be considered stuffing up, it's worse than a mechulchelas in the previous mission. Over here, you have to shmear on tit from the sides and from the top. Milamalo milamato. V'chein b'matlo shol beged. You have the same cheshbon. Hoysa shel neyara shel oru ksharu b'mashicha. If the matlis, is a small piece of cloth, so it doesn't hold on until it's mamash shmeared over with tit from all sides. From all sides. If it's not a matlas shel beged, but it's a matlas of parchment or shel or, it's soft, it holds on to the magufa, ukshara b'mashicha, and he ties it on with string, so he doesn't have to put on tit at all, because there's no holes. V'merach minat stodin, hitzel, that's enough, because that will hold on well, it's not like a matlas shel beged. So Mishnah is telling him it says that things that hold on, if they're very loose, so it's not a Pesach. If it's something which doesn't hold on well by definition until shmir on with it, then yeah. But if it's something that holds on well, even if it's tied on with string, that'll also be considered a kesher.